All right, so we usually have a guy, Gilbert, but he was busy.
Oh.
Because we do it on Monday nights.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? But George is our producer, so he's going to take over his part. What's your name again? I like
Annabelle.
You. Annabelle.
I'm
like
so
you a lot.
Sorry.
Annabelle. Sorry, Annabelle. I'll never forget again.
I didn't say hi to you.
That's
sorry.
Bryce.
Hi, Bryce.
Yeah, you'll have to meet him.
Okay.
All right, you guys recording?
You do the countdown, right?
Yep.
Oh, hey, also, don't talk until I introduce you.
Oh, shit.
You all right?
Oh, new area. Yeah, we're good.
Sure. Don't ever fucking do that again. God damn it, dude.
It's all good.
Look at how cool it is.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blast away!
Welcome to Tiger Belly. God, I am your I'm your leader. That's right. I've designated myself as your leader, and I am I'm pure magic. I have problems. I have a lot of character defects, and I'm going through a little depression, but still follow. Okay, we have a great podcast scheduled for you. We've got my girlfriend, Kalila. Is that your
name? That's my name.
Yeah, Kalila.
Something
and we
like
got
that.
Georgetown University right there, man. Georgie Porgy with his ugly orange beard. I love it, dude. It's very no, come on, man. It's like wildling. You look like a wildling.
I've been trying for it, yeah. Thank
it's
you.
It's a good look, dude, thank you. For you. And your skin is pure. And your skin is white. And I enjoy it. We've got a cameraman woman, Annabelle, mm-hmm. old friend. Good to see you, old friend. We got the cousin of George, Bryce. Yeah, yeah. He gives my girlfriend fuck eyes.
Poor Bryce.
Bryce, I see you, man. I know. I see you, and you're giving her fuck eyes. All right? And we have a very special guest. I mean, is this guest is, okay, we've had pretty good guests on the show, okay? We've had, well, who have we had? We had Jordan Peele, Academy Award winning now.
Well,
or he's nominated.
Yeah.
We had Stone Street on, but this one's a really good one, guys. Mm-hmm. We hooked up a good one. He has a Netflix special out. What's it called?
Disgraceful.
I said not to talk.
Sorry.
Until I introduced your name. And that was a test. All right.
I failed.
All right. Fuck. It's called Disgraceful.
Yeah.
And Tom Segura, everybody clap your hands. Tom Segura.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, buddy.
I think, oh my God, why did you want to do this?
Y'all know what it is, because I just wanted to hang out with you, Bobby.
Oh, you are one of the nicest guys I've ever fucking met, I
ever?
Think. You remind me of Eric Griffin in the sense that like there's no showbiz weirdness.
Eric's an asshole.
Yeah, but I know, but he would have been an asshole if he was a coal miner.
Oh, I mean, I love Eric, but there's nothing, there's nothing nice guy about him.
I was like, I already like this show.
Yeah, no, no. Eric Griffin would have been an asshole wherever he is. That's who he is.
Right, and I
right?
love
so that's
for
what
it.
I'm saying,
yeah.
That his assholeness is just who he is.
Right, yeah. Okay, right? I get what you're saying.
He's a nice guy, that's just who he is, Tom Segura,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And before we get into anything, I'm going to just tell the people how I met him, how I truly met you. And this is how I truly...
Because I know when I actually met you the very first time.
Okay, well, what? Say that first then.
The very first time I met you would have been like around 2004 or 5, something like that.
What?
Yeah, on the streets of Melrose.
Yeah.
And it was after a show at the Improv. And I saw you. You're at a car, like a really tall woman.
She blonde?
Yeah.
That was Sarah. That was I was dating Sarah.
She's like 6 feet tall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, look at this bitch. And then,
yeah, yeah.
And then I saw you, and I was like, oh shit, Bobby Lee, because I knew you from TV, and I said something to you, and then I like kind of like jokingly soft pitched you a sketch.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I swear. Like,
yeah,
I was like, what about blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then you improvised with me, and then you jumped on my back. And we, like, I gave you a piggyback ride.
I literally jumped on your
you
back?
Jumped on my back.
Oh, fuck.
And I was like, I'm probably going to be on the show this week. I was like, he's going to hook it up. Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's when I first met you.
And that, okay, so I hadn't seen you between the story that I have.
Yep.
And that there was really no.
I mean, a couple times we
I would say hi.
Yeah.
But I didn't really know you.
And then I would say something, and you'd be like, "That's racist, dude." And then
right. Right.
Yeah.
So, I get booked on the Oddball Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And I find out that it's
summer of 2016.
Yes. Yep. This beautiful summer of 2016.
I remember it like it was
a
couple years ago.
A couple years ago, yes. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe they asked me to do it. But so I go to the airport, and it's Sebastian Maniscalco was there at the airport. Tom was there. I think Dane Cook was there. And, you know, we were supposed to get our own tickets. So my manager, Abby Juju, she's Jewish. She wants to save money. So she always gives me coach.
Always.
She's like, honey, it's not a big deal. There's no difference. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Now I remember.
Yeah. So then these guys get first class.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to them in the, you know,
at the gate.
Yeah. We're giggling. Mm-hmm. They're first class, and they all leave. And I'm like, now I blush. And I'm going, oh my God, I got to walk by them. Right? And you know, let me say something. Walking by, I don't know how Christ felt when he was like, you know what I mean? Holding the thing and they were throwing rocks, but it felt, you know, similar.
Yeah.
I would assume.
The only thing I regretted in that moment
was
that I wasn't already better friends with you, because then I would have enjoyed it so much more. You know?
Yeah.
Did you just feel sorry for him at that point?
No, like, because with a comic, you already, like, they let you know what kind of person they are. Mm-hmm. So there's some comics who would have given off the vibe of like, don't make this a thing.
Yeah.
And you kind of like, if you can pick up on people's,
yeah,
you know, body language and stuff, you're like, all right, you'd be like, but he was playing into, like, he was talking about it. Like, I'm so embarrassed. And I was like, that's awesome. Like, you should be.
Yeah.
You know, you're a piece of shit. Go back there.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah.
They were like booing. Did you boo? I think they were some boos.
And then we told the flight attendant to bring you stuff. I was like, go give him this pillow.
Yeah. Well, no, you came back and threw a pillow on me. He took a first class pillow and he goes, hey, use that. You know what I mean? And it was just so embarrassing. That's when I knew that he was playful. But here's when I knew that I really liked him and that he was a good guy, is that apparently we were supposed to arrange our own rides from the airport. We were in Austin.
Yeah.
To the hotel.
Right.
And everyone got off the plane first class. You know, when your friends are in first class and you're in coach, you would think that they would wait for you to deplane.
Wasn't Allie on the flight too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? No one did.
Straight into their limos?
They went right into their limos that their people set up. I don't have a limo, nothing. I don't know how I'm going to, I don't even know where I'm staying. All right? So I'm like walking, I don't see anybody. And I walk outside and I see Tom standing there with his limo driver. And he says, I just assumed that you don't have a ride. And I go,
correct.
Correct? I'll give you a ride to the hotel. Who fuck? I don't know. I'm about to cry. Who the fuck does that? Who does that? I mean, not only, we're not war buddies. Mm-mm. We weren't nom together. Yeah, I wish I was, you know? But I don't know him that much. I don't know him. And he does that? That's fucking dope, bro. Like, I would probably hurt somebody for you.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome,
man.
I'm
a wonderful guy. Do you know what I thought I remembered, though? Tell me if I'm wrong about this.
Yeah.
I did make the assumption you didn't have the car, and I waited.
Yeah.
Didn't you come down and go like, oh, like, where's my car? Didn't
He
was like, is my guy here? And I'm like, and I was like, did you book a guy? And
he was
like, no.
Yeah.
I was like, then you don't have a guy.
Oh, I mean, a normal comedian would have fired his fucking people for that.
No, dude. They just, you know.
They hung me out to dry.
Then we had a good talk on the way to the hotel.
We did.
And then we took another car. Well, we went to the shows. Austin was a fun show.
That was a fun show, yeah.
And then we went out to dinner afterwards.
Yeah, we did.
And my agent bought us.
Yes.
Like, I was like, I'm your only client. There's like six comics there.
Yeah.
And I was like, do you think you're going to sign all these guys right now? From buying them dinner? And he was like,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Allie was there. I remember Allie was at the dinner. Who else? Seb wasn't there.
Jermaine Fowler. He's great. Sweetheart.
He's great. Yeah. He's doing great on that donut show.
Yep. I think it was us.
Yeah, Jermaine, it was us. It was fun, man.
Allie. That was a really fun time.
Yeah, it was fun. And, you know, it was good to see Dane too and Sebastian and those guys. But you know who I really bonded also with was Jeff Ross.
Yeah. He's a sweet guy too.
Oh my God.
Well, I know him. I mean, I met him on that too.
You did?
I didn't really. I'd said hello before.
Yeah.
That's the longest conversations I'd had was on that thing.
Yeah.
I think it would have been real. If it had. That was like, people don't know that tour, you know, they canceled a bunch of dates. It bombed.
Yeah.
But if they had had like a superstar headlining it and it had been a success, we would have all been traveling together probably for every show.
I know.
And I think that would have been like so super bonding. Fun. Yeah, that would have been really fun.
Yeah, it didn't seem bonding. It felt like the end of something.
Yeah.
I'm never in the beginning of something. Like Mad TV, I was not in the beginning.
But
I was
at the great run.
End. Yeah, the last bad years.
But how many years were you on?
8 years of the bad years.
That's a fucking end of a run? 8 years?
Well, the show was on for 14 years.
So you're on for half of it.
Yeah, that's not the end.
What?
8 out of 14 is like most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
how did you guys meet? How did you guys? I know you've done this story before, but I have context. Like, how'd you meet?
We met when Tinder first emerged.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You guys met on Tinder?
Yeah.
He was my first and only date out of Tinder.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just wanted to fucking run.
Wait, what?
Well, you know, I was on Tinder to fucking run.
Oh, I thought you meant you wanted to fucking run from me.
Yeah, that's what I thought you meant too.
Yeah. No, fuck and
I was
run.
Like, this is
oh,
awesome.
Fuck oh, fuck and run.
Yeah, you know, okay. Hit it and split. What's the terminology?
So when you saw her, when you saw her, you swipe. I don't even know which way you swipe.
Right.
You swipe right. You
but guys, that's like the.
How does the DMing go? Like you guys are.
Well, yeah, I have a like, trick to it.
Well, he had been, you know, going on several dates at this point.
Okay.
Yeah. I had just gotten the app. I think I met him like my first week.
Yeah. What I do is this. I act like I don't know how to use it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's your
like,
game?
I'll go, hi, right? Mm-hmm. And they'll go, what's up? And I'll go, hi again. And then they're like, what? And I'll be like, did you just say hi twice?
Yeah. That's
to make it confusing a little bit
and like,
cute.
Uh-huh.
And they go, is this working? Like, it doesn't work. I don't like your face right now. Why, that wouldn't work for you?
No,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I just do it in a...
She's so turned on.
Yeah, I do it like I don't, you know, yeah. I do that with life in general.
I think people's game is one of the most fascinating aspects.
I know.
Of, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
The psychology. But then, like, after a little bit of that, you're intrigued. Do you right away give phone numbers? Are you like, hey, like, here's
no,
the number?
She was absolutely suspect of me.
She was?
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know who he was?
Yeah, but because I knew who he was, I knew that he was probably going to pull, like, the whole, you know, meet me at the Comedy Store in his place of power.
Uh-huh.
So I refused that for several months.
She didn't
come
to the
saying,
store for months.
You kept saying, meet me at the, like, come to the
store?
Yeah. To show them, so I can show.
But
you know.
I also live.
I gotta tell you, this is so funny. As far as like insecurities and stuff, I haven't been single in a long time. If I were single, I would definitely not invite somebody to see me do stand up.
Why?
Because I don't know that I just feel like.
Yeah, but you're not gonna get swipes. Do you think? I mean, let me say something.
Yeah.
Tom Segura, postman. If you were like working for the postal service.
Yeah.
Good job.
Right, would be a
solid.
great job. I'm not making fun of postmen,
pension.
Right? But with
pension.
Your face,
yeah,
right on Tinder,
yeah,
postman, you're not gonna get a lot of swipes.
I think you would,
dude. I'm really good looking.
I know, I'm not that. I know. Listen,
but I'm saying
what I'm no. Just yeah. Listen to what I'm saying. What yeah. I'm saying is that
did you ever throw out like a real pig line? Like, were you ever like,
you know,
like, they're like, hi, and you're like, why don't you come over here and fucking
eat my dick?
Polish it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did do that?
No.
Oh.
No, the only thing that works for me is the retarded thing.
Yeah.
Acting
No, just not full-blown retarded, but like just acting like I don't know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
And he does that too, like on first dates and stuff.
Really?
He was like sort of a bumbling fool.
Yeah, how do you get coffee?
Yeah.
Like, how do you order?
Am I in the right place?
And then they think it's cute.
Yeah.
That's so awesome.
But he does this thing where he insists. I found the most, what I thought was like a quiet coffee shop further away from my house.
Uh-huh.
He insisted on going to the clothing shops, hoping that someone would recognize him.
Hilarious.
Take a picture.
Hilarious.
And then he would kind of like wield that type of power, you know?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't go to Hollywood. I wouldn't, because I was living in Long Beach.
Right.
I drove all the way to Long
yeah.
Beach.
And he was like, please, someone recognize me. And finally, it worked.
It did work?
Yeah. Yeah. So a couple of people did, yeah. And one guy was like,
at a skate shop. Oh, you fucking.
So when that happened, you obviously feel great, right? You're like, yes, this fucking. And then are you kind of impressed? Are you like.
I mean.
Because you don't know it's his game yet.
I mean, I'm like, yeah, it's cute. That's nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I know it's his game. Like,
you do know?
I think I anticipated everything that he would try and pull.
Really?
Which is why I dated him in Long Beach for several months.
And she was also seeing a couple of other guys.
Okay. Wait, hold on.
Yes. Well, you weren't seeing it. I mean, in the beginning, you were like at your birthday party.
I was seeing somebody in a different country.
Yeah, that.
That was Ooh. The only one.
I know, but at your birthday party, there was that other guy, that younger kid.
That
right?
was just the kid who had a crush on
I
me.
Understand that, but still. I know, but still, there was.
He keeps giving fuck eyes, dude.
You really? Fucking asshole, dude. With your fucking rape eyes.
How,
right
wait,
now.
How did you meet your wife? I know she's
doing
a comedian.
Doing stand-up.
Stand-up?
Yeah, we met when we were, you know, basically open micers.
Oh, whoa.
But we were friends because she had a boyfriend, Asian. And
you said that with
why would you say
contempt.
It like that?
Just to, no, I'm just telling a story.
No, but you pulled both hands toward me like,
and
that's
I also,
disgusting.
I did it like disappointed. I was like.
Yeah.
And lived with him.
Oh,
but I mean
wow.
that as a
what
compliment.
Kind of Asian?
Yeah, what kind of Asian was he?
Oh, Chinese.
Oh, oh. They are good husbands.
They're good husbands.
Mm, yeah,
Chinese
so
men.
They were together for 5 years. Mm. I was friends with her. We would do shows like part of the crew, you know. Like,
but
the,
would you give her fuck eyes for 5 years?
No. We were totally
just friends.
And I was always thought she was attractive, but you're like she's you know she's taken. And then I got the call, like one of my spies was like, yeah, they broke up. And I was like, I'm gonna swing in there, see what's up.
How long after they broke up did you?
It was like a few months. Yeah, a few months. I mean, that's a long relationship.
Was there flirtation in there though before a little bit?
I mean, no, I don't feel like no. There was never like anything like it was like a respectful thing, you know. Like I treated her like with respect and just like another comic, really. I really did.
But deep down said you're like, she's cute.
Yeah, of course. I thought
she
was cute.
Course, yeah.
But I mean, I was like, if somebody's like, that person lives with somebody, you're not like, oh,
right.
maybe it'll work
right.
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even consider it, man.
Wow. And then so it, you just hit it off right away?
Yeah, we had a couple, you know, some funny. I tried to do an LA thing when I asked her out the first time. I called her and I was like, I was at work. I remember I was working in post-production. And I was making small talk. And I was like, so, like, do you want to, you know, like, get together maybe Saturday? And she was like, sure. And I was like, you want to go on a hike? Because I was like a very LA
yeah,
thing.
Very
yeah.
LA.
And she goes, no. And then I just go, all right. And I just hung up. I was like, all right, later. Like, I didn't have
you
a follow-up thing.
You didn't have a follow-up?
No recourse.
You couldn't. I was like, you don't want to go on a hike?
Dinner didn't, like, come to mind?
No, I'm kind of slow. So,
wow.
I was like, bye.
You were shocked. Were you embarrassed because
yeah,
she saw you through your hike shit?
Well, I didn't even realize she saw through my hike shit. I just was like, she doesn't want to do something.
Oh.
You know? So, yeah. then when I called her the next time to go out.
I love that you called her.
Yeah,
that's
I called
really sweet.
Sweet.
And this is like, I call her the next time and she's and I'm like, all right, my hike thing like failed. And she's like, hey, I know this bar you can still smoke at. Do you want to go there? And I was like, okay. This is why she doesn't want to go on a hike.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So then, yeah, then we just went on, you know, dates and it just continued. But
that's amazing. Yeah.
But you guys are 4 years
But
now?
Let me, you know, what can I just say something
yeah.
about her?
Yeah.
She's strong, dude.
She's
as
hilarious.
A comic.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Your
oh, my. She's
amazing.
A beast.
Yeah, she's great, man.
Yeah, she's great. It's so, you rarely see two comics that are super good.
She's.
I always know a guy that's really good yeah. and his girlfriend, open micer.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Yeah. I never see two beasts.
I know.
It's incredible.
Well,
dude.
The thing I'm so happy about now that her special came out on Netflix and everything.
Yeah.
She's selling tickets. So I'm like, go out there and bring them the money. You know? So I have like this real pimp kind of thing going on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, go get paid right fucking now.
Yeah.
And bring me that check.
Is she? So she's going out on the road now?
She has some dates coming up, yeah.
But what the baby?
Which one?
You have two, right?
No. We have one at home and we're pregnant. She's pregnant.
Yeah.
No, so she's only. Babies. She's not going to do a lot of dates.
Okay.
But she has a few.
Well, Allie did it.
But Allie's fucking nuts with that.
She's nuts.
Allie's doing it like up until like 7 and a half months.
Yeah.
Like, and also, like multiple city weekends, and you know, it's
I think just some people do Allie pregnancy. Can power through it. I imagine that when I get pregnant, I'm gonna be in a muumuu for 6 years.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna change. I'm gonna have 3 pairs of underwear. I'm just gonna live in a giant muumuu, and I'm not gonna move much. I'm gonna stay mostly horizontal. And I'm gonna hug
it's
a tree,
my woman,
birth
dude.
It out.
It's
yeah.
Your lady.
Yeah. But what Allie does is I can't even fathom doing that without a baby in my belly.
I mean, she does it with like all systems go.
It's incredible.
Yeah. She powers through it. I don't get it either. I'm not pregnant, and I look at her schedule. I'm like, God damn.
I know. Yeah. I always keep saying before, even when I see Allie, I go, "Are you all right? You doing good?"
Totally.
And she's like, "Yeah, I'm fine. I feel great." It's like, what the fuck?
That's personality, though, because I have, like, my older sister, when she was pregnant, twice, has two kids, she was, like, running. They had to tell her to stop lifting weights, you know?
Dial
it back a little bit, and she was like, feel great.
If you're working out, can the baby's skull get crushed?
No.
Not really.
Come on, be real.
There's certain exercises that you can continue through.
And if you're, like, a fitness freak, like my sister is to begin with, then they just like keep doing what they're doing, you know.
You recently lost a ton of weight, right?
Yeah, like 50 pounds, yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I know, you look so good.
50 pounds.
Look
better.
How'd you do it?
cutting sugar, basically. I did like a keto diet and, you know, exercise, but it's basically, you know, I worked out before. It's crazy. People always be like, why don't you try working out? I'm like, bitch, I work out. Like, I just eat everything.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
If you do that, I mean, part of it's genetics too. Like, you know, there's some people that like eat garbage and stay thin.
Right.
And,
I
like,
hate those people.
They're the worst.
Fuck them all.
But like, yeah, I just was like eating like a total fucking asshole all the time. Mm-hmm. That's the thing is like, you can eat like a pig sometimes, but you gotta like space it out. Yeah. That's what I've learned basically is like, I was somebody who like breakfast, lunch, and dinner all the time would just be like, I'll just eat whatever. I won't even have any regard for nutritional value, anything. I'd be like,
I go to the donut shop at like 2 in the morning. I go, I'm getting donuts.
Tell Tom what happened on your hike when you had a lemon love cake
meal. I had it, what do you call it?
He became hypoglycemic and sugar crash. And we had to drive the car hill.
No.
Yeah, to the hike.
At nighttime, it was a night hike.
I couldn't move.
And he was basically dead.
This is something that had happened before or no?
I've been hypoglycemic too.
Yeah, he just eats a shit ton of sugar and then that's all he crashes.
I might die soon.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
No worries? Nothing?
No.
And we've been to the hospital. Yeah. They've told me they take blood out and they analyze the blood.
Borderline diabetic. He's pre-diabetic. Yeah.
Do you do anything to address it at all or no?
Yeah. I move my fingers a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do this a lot, and
I play
video games.
You eat at all or no?
What?
You watch what you eat at all?
No.
I had Jersey Mike's. Is that good?
That's like diet food.
Yeah. Oh, salad. Full keto.
Wait, I want to go back to your dating. So, you go out a few times, and he's like, "Oh, like maybe people will take a picture of me here," and you're like, "Whatevs," but you still are into him.
I couldn't really tell that if I was into him, because I think our first date was only like 45 minutes or an hour long. We just had coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that he had just woken up because it was 2 p.m., but his eyes were just full of crust.
I know.
Jesus, that's what you did for your date?
Yeah.
Dude, that's early for me.
But you know what's great, though, I guess, is that he's totally not putting on any pretenses.
Right.
There's no front on him.
So there's no when we finally got into it pretty seriously, there was no deviation from the original person that I had met.
Right.
His car
great.
Was still a mess. He lived like, you know, when I first came to his house, finally, this place didn't have furniture. It was just a big, giant pile of shoes. Like, you had to climb over to get to the room. And that's not even an exaggeration.
Yeah, I'm a hoarder.
Yeah. And then...
Well, you're the man for, like, not... Like, how long... Were you always like, I don't care? Or is that something you
I was...
Into?
Bro, listen to me right now, man.
I'm listening.
I'm telling you right now, man. Right. I was born like, I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Right. I didn't know how to pay taxes.
But for dates? I'm saying for dating.
And for anything.
You were always
I mean, listen to me, man. You think that, like, being the way I look, I was killing it in the 90s?
What does that
mean? I wasn't... Because... Imagine this. Look at this body.
Yeah.
You didn't have this body.
Right.
Okay. You didn't have, you know.
Why do you gotta make it like that?
I didn't do anything.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking, but don't.
I know, but you don't have what you know. Wrong. What I have.
I think that you're wrong because
I don't care what you
you're
think.
Not gonna
it's
believe
not what
this.
I thought.
I know, but you're not gonna believe this. But I sincerely, from the get go, found you attractive.
All right. I mean,
I also grew up around
so
a lot of Koreans.
Funny.
You did?
Yeah.
She's like, in high school, I would have dated dude. No, you wouldn't.
I dated fucking.
You would have never even seen me.
She said,
I'm out in the
ugly.
Woods. I'm in the woods during lunch, snorting crystal meth.
You dated ugly.
Oh yeah, I fucked up. Ton of ugly guys because I wasn't that cute either. When I first came from the Philippines, I had a fucking
well, then I wouldn't want you, bitch, back then. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Poor tooth to gum ratio. I was a mess. Who else could I couldn't
the
have fucked hot boys?
The best part of that statement, yeah. She's like, of course I would have dated you. I dated other ugly guys.
So that's what I'm saying.
So, but wait a minute. Now, no, but do you feel like now though? But like, do you feel like now? Do you feel the wave of like Asian sensation? Like Asian is
mm-hmm.
fucking cool, right? Don't you think? Don't you see it? In
well,
like
I have to admit, and you know, I see. Also, just fans, don't take a photo of like an Asian magazine with 15 Asian stars.
Yeah.
And go, how come you're not in it?
Yeah.
There was one with, you know, BD Wong, Joe Koy, a bunch of people were like, you know, like doing a Vanity Fair pose.
Yeah.
And these are the leading Asians in Hollywood.
Why not say why aren't you in it? Because they want you to be in it.
I know, but the thing is that it makes me feel like shit.
Oh, because you know. Because
then I read yeah. and I go, yeah, why am I? And that, remember the other day, I'm like, how come I'm not in this?
But isn't that kind of nice that those fans like you so much that they're like, you should be in this?
Or the 100 most influential that was, right? That was on
Asians,
Twitter.
Asians, yeah.
100 most influential Asians in
you
Hollywood.
You didn't even make the top 100?
I can't even make the top 100.
You're not even the top 100?
Right.
That's depressing.
It's depressing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly why I'm depressed.
Jokoi's in it, right?
Jokoi.
No, he
it.
Wasn't in the top
100. What?
But you know what I found?
Ali's got
Ali wasn't in the top 100.
Yeah, yeah.
What I found interesting about that Korean magazine with all the Koreans in the front was
yeah.
that it was all Koreans, but then Jokoi, who's
BD
a Filipino.
Wong's not, BD Wong's
oh, that's
not
right. Okay, he
Korean.
Isn't.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Totally
it, you know,
defeats
it,
my theory.
You know, wait, you grew up in the Philippines?
Yeah.
What hell were you when you came over?
15.
Oh, my God. And then straight to Long Beach?
Pasadena
in
and then
the hood.
I went to school
you know how
Dane?
Did you know that Pasadena was?
It has a hood. It
did,
have
you
a
know,
hood.
Listen, did you know that Pasadena, right, is gangland?
I didn't know that until a few years ago. Somebody,
but you believe that?
Yes, they have a. They what, definitely have a gang.
Tonight you're going to the Ice House, right?
Right.
When you drive there, think colors.
No, here's the thing. Only thing I've known about Pasadena,
yeah.
is the Ice House. So for years I've been like, this is obviously the best neighborhood, right?
Pleasantville.
But then, if you actually talk to people from Pasadena, they're like, yeah, but don't go to, I forget what,
Summit,
East Side
Mountain.
Or South Side or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's on Summit and Mountain, and that's
well,
space
I've been
where
on Colorado Street, and they have great sushi
Dude,
joints and
you don't
a
know
diesel
the Villa
jeans.
Boys. The
oh,
LK.
The Villa Boys, ooh. Yeah,
I
you don't know the mashed potato.
You really, you want to test these fools? That's
what
you're trying to do?
Yeah.
Just know
no, don't call them fools.
All gangbangers are watching this shit is Bobby Lee's the one talking shit, not Tom.
No, Tom told me that. Like, fuck Pasadena. Remember what you said?
No,
yeah.
I did
yeah,
not.
You said they're not fucking real gang members.
Said,
they're weak.
You said, I
that's what you said.
You said, I'm Korean. I can fuck anybody else.
Yeah. You said, I'm half Peruvian. I'll fuck a fucking gang member in the butt.
Are you now, most Asians, as you know, are really good at the martial art. Which is your favorite, like, of those?
Okay, now we're getting to it. Now we're getting to the nitty-gritty of it all. Just stop. No, you ask the question. I may answer.
You throw the stars. What is it?
I'm Korean. So delicious, is it not?
Taekwondo.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I took Taekwondo when I was a kid.
Yeah?
Master Hong Kong Kim was
really?
My instructor.
A fat Peruvian fucking Taekwondo kid?
No, he was a... He
no,
was,
you.
Yes, I was. No, actually, I was a pretty skinny little kid at that age. I was. And then I got...
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You like the Andre Agassi look about that head?
Here's the thing, man. The thinner it gets...
Yeah, it's good look,
if
but...
You, no, if it's when you're thinner and you can let it go longer,
yeah.
it just looks thinner. Mm-hmm. So, like, right. if you have hair, you go like, oh, it's just parting and falling. Like, you gotta... If you don't go short, you're really... You're not doing yourself any
good. Right.
So, I mean, you can't let the wind pick it up.
Well, you do no, what Pauly does and just get the thing.
What does he do?
He what's it? The implants.
I can't do it. I just can't.
He's going to get beard implants.
I'm going to get beard implants.
Really?
What? Wait, stop. Why
he's
would you,
serious.
I'm serious. Why would you laugh like that?
Tell me what you're, so I understand. What are you planning on doing?
Getting beard implants.
Which is like a hair transplant.
Hair mm-hmm. don't grow here.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
I looked it up. How much is it is, where to go. Mm-hmm.
Is it a lot?
$6,500.
That's not bad at all.
And will it be like everywhere.
Now, can I just say this?
Yeah.
Just don't tell people that I'm getting it done. I know I'm saying it on this podcast. I understand that, but comics don't listen to this. So when I have a full-on beard, I want to show up and have people go, oh, yeah, he naturally could do that.
You hear anywhere else?
Not much.
No. What? No.
On, like maybe two in his leg.
Yeah, they take the hair from the back of your neck and they put it into your face. And then you shave it, apparently, and then you just let it grow wild. I want to look.
But you got to make sure it goes everywhere, right?
Yeah, I'm not going to do blotchy like I'm in fucking chemo.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
Chernobyl. I'm not going to do the Chernobyl thing.
That's pretty wild, dude. I've never heard of that.
If people get it done, I looked it up on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Is it popular amongst Asians?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because we can't do, like, I can do this. So what I'm going to try to do is grow this out, these tips down here, so it does a Fu Manchu.
Mm. And really perpetuate that look. Yeah. So when you set up? How soon are you going to do this?
Well, I figured this because I manifest things in my life.
Yep.
And so this is what I think. I think the show that I'm on is going to stay on a while. Mm-hmm. That's my feeling about it.
What's it called?
Splitting Up Together. It's going to stay on, and then I'm going to reap, you know, I think that it's going to go on for 5-6 years. And I'll just kind of retire afterwards, and I'll disappear for a while. And when I come back, I'm going to look like Korean Gimli from The Lord of the Rings. You know?
Did you guys have a lot of Korean food growing up at home?
Yeah. Why?
Because my wife orders it like every other day.
From where?
From fucking Mexican restaurants. Where do you think?
From what restaurant, fuckface?
I don't know the name of it. Fucking bulgogi. I don't know what it's called.
That's a meat? That's a, there's no place called.
No, I don't know the fucking name of it, man.
All right. Oh, she just goes on.
Yes.
And she goes,
well,
whatever.
We used to live in Koreatown. So
ooh,
then,
you're cultured.
Actually.
Yeah, I know you are. Like I know you are.
It's but now, I mean, where we live now, there's just a couple places. And I don't know, man. She's fucking obsessed with Korean food.
We should
all go.
Yeah, we should go to what, Parks?
I think that Bobby and I, we know the absolute best ones.
Oh, yeah.
And we go to, some of them stay open 24 hours a day.
Oh,
so
shit.
So if you're ever just like 4 a.m.
I do a late night.
Always
to get Calbee Jim. Yeah, we go to late night all the time. That's
Calbee's
high quality.
Yeah.
It is. And we're not talking about Tofu House either.
We're talking about
higher grade shit.
There was a spot we used to go to on 6th Street.
Yeah.
Where like, the fucking mama of the house would like make me eat garlic cloves.
Oh, she would?
Yeah.
Wait, is it on the 7-Eleven area in 6th Street? It might be that same one we like. We know where the older ladies that run it.
It's, I forget. If I drove through
Tom's not good with names.
Mm. Yeah. There's something cool.
Yeah, whatever. You know?
So, yeah.
Could you recommend a Mexican place?
No.
Is Peruvian Mexican?
Mm. Oh, my God.
Yes.
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 It's deep. Wait. In South America, that's the deepest, right? That's the tip.
No.
Peru?
Where's Peru? Yeah.
No. Oh, Peru's basically.
What, is Chile
like,
the tip?
About Chile, yeah.
Yeah, Chile's the tip.
It's underneath.
Yeah.
Peru's north of that.
Yeah.
But so is it in the middle?
Yeah, west coast, middle.
Okay. What are you guys known for?
Like food wise?
No, just in terms of
everything?
What gangs? MS-13? What is it?
Oh, the Shining Path was the name of the terrorist.
Really?
Group. Yeah.
The Shining Path?
I mean, that's a Peruvian terrorist group. Yeah.
That's an amazing name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my nickname now, the Shining Path.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Abimael Guzman, that was the guy that ran it.
Really?
Yeah, he was a Harvard professor.
You have to be to run a gang.
Yeah.
What was their agenda?
I don't know. Take fucking poor people, make them wealthier or something. Who gives a shit?
They
were horrible.
Escobar.
They were. I mean, I lived one summer where they were like setting off bombs every day, and they would set off a bomb like in downtown Lima, and out in the burbs, windows would shatter because they would set off such huge.
You grew up there?
Well, I'd spend summers there.
Both your parents are Peruvian?
Just my mom.
Oh, you came your mom.
Dad's white as fuck, huh?
So such a cracker. Like,
so where'd you grow up?
Too many places. Like, we moved a lot.
What do you consider home, like, of all the places?
Probably like South Florida, because that's where they live now. But I mean, I lived in the Midwest a lot, you know, Cincinnati, Minneapolis, Milwaukee.
South Florida.
Yeah.
Wow. You went to high school there?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I thought you were a Midwestern guy.
I only went to high school there, so all my other stuff was Midwest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you're playing the store a lot as of late, right?
Yeah.
You like it?
I love it.
Good.
But the place is amazing, though. Like, when I was trying to get in there 10 years ago, I thought it was a fucking wasteland, you know,
and shitbox. And I just, it was one of the worst comedy clubs imaginable.
And then I went there once, but there once, and I didn't get past. And Mitzi was like in the back of the room, yeah. And like the worst was that when you're on that on stage in the OR, and I'm doing this, I'm doing my set, I look back, and she's talking to this guy, and I can see her going like,
yeah, yeah,
like talking to, and I'm yeah. like, you're kind of like doing your thing and looking. And I see her like going like,
yeah.
And I'm like, she's not even watching this shit.
Well, you know what? She did that to George Lopez.
Oh, really?
Yeah, George Lopez, halfway during a set, she's talking to him and he stops and he goes, hey, bitch, I fucking drove all the way over to fucking showcase for you, bitch. And he left the stage.
Whoa.
Right. And then, you know what she did to Louis C.K.?
No.
He's a minute in and all of a sudden you hear, line him, he doesn't have it. And everyone turns around, he has an HBO special. I don't care. He doesn't have it. And that was kind of toward the end where we were like, shh, stop showcasing.
So this is like, what year is she doing this?
This is not 12 years ago, maybe? Jesus 14 years Christ. Ago, yeah.
So
she was, yeah. So you did audition for her.
So I did do that. I had that night. It was the same night Steve Byrne got passed because we were one after the other.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
but she only responds to, at that, she only responds to like, he's a short black guy.
Yeah.
He's well, Korean.
Steve had a good set. I remember that.
Yeah.
And I just remember because we went one after the other. And then when I had a Comedy Central half hour, I go back and Tommy's running it.
Oh, my gosh.
And I go, I ask, like, what should I do? They're like, well, come on a Monday. And I go, really? I go, all right. And I have a DVD of the half hour. To be like, because I don't know what the process
right,
is.
Right.
And I go, hey, he goes, oh, I know who you are. And I go, oh, I go, so what do I need to do? He goes, just come here like every Monday and hang out. And I'm like, all the time? And he's like, yeah. And I go, all right. And he goes, since you're more established, I'll give you more time. So I go, okay. So everyone's doing 3 minutes. And he goes, you can do 9 minutes. And I was like, all right. So I do 9 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever. And I get off and I was like, I was expecting it to be like, either a yes or a no.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's good. Just keep coming. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah. He's like, he's like, yeah. I go, do you think I'm going to just like, just keep doing this? Like,
yeah.
You already saw it. So.
He did that to Marilyn Rice Cobb.
Oh, really?
I met Marilyn Rice Cobb at the store. I walk her to Tommy.
Yeah.
And I go, this is my friend Marilyn. Can you show? She got a showcase. He's like, she's got to just show up on Sundays. And I go, and I pull Tommy aside. I go, she was on 8 seasons of 24.
Yeah.
She was on Mr. Show, the Larry Sanders Show. This is not.
Yeah.
You know, she's been doing stand up for a very long time.
She's hilarious.
Don't act like this is a homeless person.
Yeah.
Right. You had to educate him in that way. It's so embarrassing.
I heard that he, and I never asked him directly about it. But someone told me that he did that or said something like that, like, keep coming here, to Hannibal, about Hannibal.
Yeah.
When Hannibal was in town.
Yeah.
And some, like, one of the guys who he actually listened to was like, dude, like, he's super established.
Yeah.
Like, you should, and he was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But that he was like, oh, just come here all the time.
But you know what?
What?
Adam has his own things, too. I love him.
Yeah.
It's a tough job.
It's a very tough job.
It's one of the most impossible jobs to do.
I've never been married to LA spots, though, so it really feels like almost like it doesn't affect me. You know what I mean? Because I never...
See, you're fucking lucky. I grew up in that culture, dude. Yeah,
I never really...
If I don't get spots, I feel like I'm not going to make it.
Really?
Yeah. When I'll even call in every night, and Adam will just go, everyone called in.
Yeah.
You lost out on Wednesday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm. You have a full scale.
And
meltdown.
I will have a full scale meltdown. I'm like, it's over. Everyone, you know what I mean? Instead of looking at it like just logically and objectively, mm-hmm. and go, you know, dude, it's like Ron White needs a spot too.
Right.
You can't have every night.
Yeah.
But I take it personally because
when you like on a Monday, how many nights do you give avail? You go all week.
Mm-hmm. And this week I have every night.
You doing spots every night?
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you, man.
But sometimes when it's busy, I'll lose out on a couple.
Yeah. I
mean, but dude, when Tommy was here,
yeah,
I would do Friday, Saturday,
Yeah.
He really looked at me in a star way.
Yeah.
You know, I think Adam looks at me like I'm a working comic who happened to do a lot, but I'm not in the realm of certain people, mm-hmm. which is fine. It makes me want to work harder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess, but like with anybody that has that job, they're going to have their preferences and biases. And the other thing is, the most important thing, like you said, is that it's not a fucking easy gig, man. You got like 1,000 dudes hitting you up. Mm-hmm. There's no, you don't win. Like they never can be like, everyone's happy. No.
So they imagine you have what, 14 spots a night, and you have 400 people call in.
And they're all like, what's up with spots?
And they're all pretty good.
Yeah.
And he had to call everyone over the age of 55.
Yeah.
And say, don't even call in.
Oh my
Are you
God.
Serious?
I mean, he did that to a bunch of people. Dom Herrera was excluded.
Yeah, of course.
Argus Hamilton was excluded. And who else? There was another one. I think Yakov Smirnoff.
Mm-hmm.
But other than Louis Anderson, those are ones that obviously, sure. yeah. Like
standout dudes.
Yeah, but everyone else, the Kippadadas, the, you know, mm-hmm. the Jeff Altmans, Charles Fleischer, they just don't even, they're done.
That Fleischer dude, weird
Crazy
guy.
Crazy dude,
weird
man.
Guy.
He took one time, Charles Fleischer. If you guys don't know who Charles Fleischer is, he was the voice of Roger Rabbit, yeah. right, in, what's the movie called? Roger Rabbit.
Who framed
Roger Rabbit.
And he's fantastic as that.
Yeah. He was also had a little cameo in Zodiac, the David Fincher one.
Mm-hmm.
He is, he's extremely eccentric, and also he seems almost autistic.
Oh, he's going, he like, out of nowhere, he'll break into like
character you mean?
He's like,
well, yeah, you know, go Shazam! And he'll like do a dance, you know? And then you're like, whoa, should we leave? You know what I mean?
How depressing is that, though, that you get the call to be like, don't call here anymore? Like, just, we've had enough of you. That's...
I mean, you know, one day it might happen to me.
That to anyone.
To anyone.
Not to you.
Yeah.
Like to anyone.
And that day... But you know what, dude? Let me say something, though. They'll never do it to Saget. I saw Saget last night. You know, Bob Saget rolled up there. They parked his car. And he gets to walk around, do whatever he wants. Right?
Yeah.
I want to get there.
You want to... that? But that...
Yeah. You know what? I don't think that... I think that we are... You know, Tom Arnold even gets to park there and go up.
They're celebrities.
Right.
Man.
I think we'll get there.
That'd be nice.
No, I think we are. Do you think about
it? I think so. Yeah.
No, be real.
Yes.
Thank God. Because so, if you weren't on my side there, I don't know what I was going to do.
Let's go back. So date number 5. You're like.
Something reminded me when you were like, you're talking about, was it Charles Fleischer?
Yeah.
His name? How he would just like break into character.
Yeah.
Bobby would do something very similar, but intentionally. He would try to seem more eccentric than he actually was. Like he would be driving, we'd be in the middle of a conversation, and then he would just like do these like silent like monologues, mm-hmm. and like but like mouthing them.
Yeah,
off.
I purposely do that.
And he would do like little ticks.
Yeah,
like this, because he wanted to seem like an artiste, like he was some sort of like savant artiste.
Now, did you already at the time? Because I feel like you see it now. You saw it at that time too.
I looked at him like, okay, I guess I can live with that. I mean, if I'll that's tell you really why, how he
when
is.
I, no, because when
I thought he maybe had some type of,
No, I'll tell you why.
Why did you do that?
Because when I was 22, I worked at a coffee shop called The Panican. And I liked a band called Drive Like Jehu.
Mm-hmm.
All right. They're a math rock band. Mm-hmm. I love them.
What's math rock?
Math rock is just punk rock, but it's like, repetitive, right? And just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, Rick Farr was the lead singer. And he came in, he had one shoe missing.
Always?
No, he just walked in the coffee shop. He had a shoe missing. I go, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know he had money. He was from Del Mar.
Yeah.
Right? So this guy has money, but he purposely no shoe. Right?
Uh-huh.
And then he was by himself. And he had one of those hobo gloves.
Yeah.
It's summer. Like he doesn't need to wear them.
Fingers are...
Yeah. And you looked at his fingers and they were dirty.
Uh-huh.
And then he had a cappuccino like this. He had a little like this.
God,
right?
I hate this guy. Yeah. I hate him so much.
Right? You held it like
I'm
this.
I'm with her, by
the way. No, no, you're
fuck
with me.
Fuck this guy.
No, fuck
I
you,
can't
man.
Even. No,
fuck
I
you.
Mean that guy you're describing.
No, fuck you. He's the best, okay? He's very talented. So he's holding it like this.
She's super turned
right?
on again.
And then, and then, right, he would do twitches. Right?
Oh, my God.
Just listen and drink and then kind of talk to himself, right? And I would be behind, I was, you know.
You're fascinated by him.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing the coffee, but I'm looking at him. Yeah, you know what I mean? Because I have all, you know, have all his albums. And I memorized.
You wanted to be his understudy? Like, what
the fuck? And in fact, here's another thing that they do, right? Dryback Jehu, right? You know when they were on stage? See my legs?
Mm-hmm.
He would play the guitar, but he would cross his legs like this.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I would go home and pretend I'm in a band and I would cross my legs like that.
But I love that because it's like your fandom is what drove you to do that.
Here's the thing is that, you know, if I get bigger than I am, I think I'm going to like become more weird.
Oh, but it's contrived. It's kind
it doesn't
of like,
matter.
It's
I'm going to have like dirt on my face for no reason. You know what I mean?
But it's forced. You're not that weird.
Yeah, but people think.
He wants to give the perception.
Why do you say that, man?
But like, I'm
cool.
But everybody
too.
Here likes you.
Yeah. I'm weird and cool too, man.
I mean, but you are cool.
You're a Birkenstocks guy, and just admit it.
Yeah.
What?
You love Birkenstocks.
I like that one pair because it has camo on it.
Okay.
My point is that I mean, but here's the thing though. It's when I'm being myself, people still go, "He's eccentric."
Yeah.
Like when I was.
You're kind of an eccentric guy.
Yeah.
For sure.
And like even at the show, somebody said, yeah, some of the executives said that you were eccentric. I go, why? Because, you know how table reads go, like everyone's there.
Is it a single camera show?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the president of like the studio and the network, they're all there. Everyone's there. The cast, everybody. And what I do is we had this room and I waited for everyone to sit down. And I was the last guy to sit down. And I would be there the first. I would be the first guy there. And I would just wait. I would just wait in the back and wait for people to sit down. And then I would sit when we started. Mm-hmm. And people thought that was being artsy and weird.
I think that you're for sure neurotic. But I don't know if you need to add the twitches. You know what I mean? Just for the effect.
Or the dirt. No, don't do the
and,
dirt.
Or the glove. Single glove with the fingers.
Yeah. You start showing up like that, the table reads are going to be like, any way we can write this guy out of the show or anything? I'd be like, this guy's a fucking lunatic.
Oh no, when I was on Mad TV, because I don't know if you guys see, where's the glue? Is there glue around?
No. Oh, I know what you do.
What?
You would pour it, dry it, and peel your hands.
Yeah, but I would do it at table reads.
And what
in front of the network.
What would they say?
I would have three bottles of Elmer's glue, and I would just drip them on my hands and do this and just let it dry and do my read like that.
Yeah.
And they were just like, this guy's crazy.
Yeah, but you loved it.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like, I don't know, it feels like a compliment, right?
Yeah.
Like there's something in our heads that's like my wife's always like, you, to me, she'll be like, when I laugh at fuck, she's like, you have mental problems. I think you're a psycho. And I go, like, I think it's funny. That's
yeah, I think it's
and
funny
I enjoy
too. Yeah.
It. I enjoy it when she says it. And when sometimes other people say it, they're like, you're really fucked up. And I'm like,
Yeah. I think it is gross that I force myself to do certain things.
But especially to impress a girl, right?
No, I do it even in public. Like I'll do gibberish to pretend I don't know how to speak the language.
So date number six.
Yeah.
You guys.
You fucking
you guys
son of a bitch.
Go out. You're
no
in
penetration
Long Beach,
yet.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
And then how long do you make him sweat it out?
He didn't really sweat it out. I mean, it kind of
couple
just,
weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, you're adults.
But I for sure thought in my head that I was going to...
Oh, I do remember this.
You think it was going to be like just a hookup and done, though?
No.
Oh, you
I
didn't?
Him.
You did like him.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Hmm.
I remember when I saw her naked for the first time.
Oh, yeah. God.
Just hear me out.
I want to hear you out.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at her body, and I looked up into the sky, mm-hmm. and I verbally said, thank you, God.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
That's... the biggest compliment I could give you, baby.
Now, you thought that, like, you were getting played, right? You're like, this is a fucking spy. Like, she's going to kill me or something.
No. No. Because, believe it or not.
Yeah.
You know, I've been with some attractive women.
Dude,
yes,
I do believe
yes.
it. Of course.
Well, then there you go.
He saw you with a 6-foot blonde.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
But what's special about Kalila is that she... You know, with white chicks and stuff,
mm-hmm.
you have to the Korean stuff, mm-hmm. you kind of have to hide it.
Kind of like ease them into it.
Or yeah. even if they can't get, like if you could bring them to a Korean restaurant.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, it's this. Nah, I'm not going to eat that.
You guys are grouse.
This bitch right, will eat the eyeballs of a fucking fish. She'll take the chopstick, pop, pop, and eat the fucking eyeballs.
Yeah, yeah.
First, before you've been eating everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very Asian.
Yeah.
I'm just like, easy. I don't know about
I could take her to like a province, right? And we could be in the jungle and we're fine.
Have you guys gone to
We've
Asia
been to the Philippines.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she...
But his idea of a vacation is like an all-inclusive five-star hotel, and that's not mine. I like the province. I like, you know, just
fuck
kind
it.
Of...
You want to be with, like a real experience.
Yeah, like I want to be where my family is. I don't want to stay in a hotel when my family is like...
Let me tell you guys something right now.
On a fucking rice paddy somewhere.
Let me tell you something right now, okay?
What's up, bro?
When you think of vacation, do you think of relaxation or do you think of adventure?
Personally?
Yes.
I'm a relaxation person.
Mm. So am I.
Yeah.
When I think of vacation, I think of not moving.
That's how I am.
That's the how
best,
I am too.
The best vacation that I can think of is a place called coma.
Yeah.
Being in a full-blown two-week coma.
Yeah.
If I was in a coma for 2 weeks and I woke up, I'd be like, that was beautiful.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude.
I'm going back next year.
Yeah, I love it.
Right? She's Laura Croft.
That's not true.
Yeah, she's, let's go to the tomb. What tomb? In the jungle. Oh, so we can die?
Why don't you just go somewhere that has your relaxation and then you go.
Yeah, but no, hey. I have to go on, I have to bring the backpack and I have to wake up at 5 a.m. and I have to be in the ocean with the sharks for her to be happy.
Hell no.
I took him shark diving.
That's fine,
without a cage, just open in the ocean.
In the Philippines?
And he loved it. No, in Hawaii.
Oof.
And he did it. It was the amazing. Class.
Are you happy you did it? Like afterwards, were you like, this is awesome? Or were you like, this fucking sucks?
I'm happy I'm still alive with all my limbs, friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm happy. That shit's not fun. That's just only fun when you're done.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know?
Yeah, but it was exhilarating, but that's, right? And we ate like garlic shrimp after.
That was great. Exactly. I love eating.
She went.
All I'm saying is that, look, if you stay in a hotel all day, I'm running into the same people I was trying to get away from, which is like the fucking, you know, I don't like the feeling.
I like at the Grand Wailea Hotel in Maui, the papaya sauna. You know what I mean?
I just did Maui last month.
Where'd you stay?
Come on, man.
Four Seasons?
Of course. So,
right by the Grand Wailea.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It was amazing, though. It's a beautiful place. It's
fucking beautiful, right? Yeah. Did you go to the steam room?
Are you a spa guy?
I went 3 times in 9 days.
Now, did Christine make you do any adventures?
No, hell no. Of course not.
She didn't go. Let's
she didn't want to go on the hike.
But we are aligned with vacation approach.
Mm.
So in other words, like we're both like, let's not move. But I mean, that's
also, but you knew this about me.
That's the thing. It's like, yeah, that's wrong.
I know you're
my
right.
My Tinder pictures were all in the ocean. I am a diver. I scuba dive. I free dive.
There you go.
I was a swimmer for 15 years.
You know what you got, bro?
I know I got.
Yeah, I you didn't deviate from your original self. I didn't deviate either. I've always been
a
water
baby. I'm
complaining.
Dude, with the eyes. Jesus.
I know. You know what? But can I just say something? Mm-hmm. I want to say this, baby. That there's a lot of things I would have never done without you, and I'm glad I did those things.
Good.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yeah. What else? What did we do? Like dolphin swimming?
We haven't done dolphins.
Remember that one time you made me swim out there and I got stung by 1,000 jellyfish?
In the
future.
Oh,
that's right.
Do you think you'll date other Koreans? Or like, what do you think will happen next?
Yeah, what's your next boyfriend if we break up?
Well, let me think about this. I basically dated every single race.
Really?
But I haven't done a New Yorker Indian guy. And I've been eyeballing them lately.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Like off the boat Indian?
An Indian raised in New York.
Oh, I got you.
Not an LA Indian.
So his parents, let's say, are Indian. But he's raised in New York.
But not, I'm not saying Aziz, but like, you know, just another.
But that flavor kind of. Right?
The East Coast Indian.
No, go for it.
Maybe. I've never done that. I mean, I'm not, you know. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah,
you asked me the question.
Go ahead.
I mean, I think.
Ask me, dude. Ask me.
No.
You're back to white chicks. I know.
No.
You're
ask
done
me.
With Asian chicks.
No, be real. Ask me.
Okay, Bobby, what's next?
Nothing.
You're done?
I really believe that.
Oh, well, then I'm fucking done too, bro. You asked me the question.
Listen, I I truly believe that without her, is I can't. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's no East Coast Indian. This would be, bitch.
This would be the most amazing time for you to leave him. Like right now.
Yeah.
As he's like, this is you mean everything. And you're like, I just want to do it. Yeah. I want to fucking New York.
I thought you were giving me an opening with that question. I just went with
no, it. No opening, bitch. No, I honestly believe if something happened to her.
Yeah.
Or, you know, she left. I honestly, it would take me a decade. I think because
no, we're fully attached at the hip. I'll tell you, and your wife.
No, it's not even that. It's just that I just to get to know somebody again and to know
it'd be horrible.
All the little things,
but
and
also
this and that.
Like we're not a super like lovey dovey kind of like showy kind of couple.
Yeah.
And I really like that. I think previously I dated guys that were just really like mushy and sweet, and they were nice
super
people.
Super codependent,
but. Fucking just like every text, good morning, sweet. I just fucking my vagina just turned to dust every morning, you know?
Like when we have sex, she just rolls over. There's no.
Don't make guy make me sound like a fucking robot.
No, but she just rolls over and just like dead eyes.
No, I look at you.
No.
I look at you. I look deeply into
like,
his eyes.
That was disgusting.
Yeah. No, that's not
true.
Yeah,
and I love it.
Yeah, you do love it.
Yeah, I don't have to get her a towel or nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, twice.
Do you do like play dead? Like, do you do that kind of thing?
We do that. We always play. Yeah,
we play
dead. You guys
dead.
Do the play dead thing?
Yeah.
That's one of our favorites, actually.
That's a fun one.
Or you know what I do sometimes? I'll like look at my hand.
Yeah.
Because that's where all the jizz is when I jerked off, you know, because I have to pull out.
Yeah.
So I pull out, I jizz in my hand.
Yeah.
And I just look at my hand like this and just to see if it's going to fall. And then when it does, I change my hand so it drips. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
I play that little game.
And he always
sniffs
it. Because you know? He says it smells like chlorine.
Really?
Do you guys ever do like star-crossed lovers? Like you're, she's an ISIS princess and you're like a U.S. soldier.
We role play.
Yeah.
We role play where we have these characters. She's Trish and I'm Bobby. Yeah. And like I'm at a bar and she's like just this piece of shit alcoholic that hangs out like a total scumbag.
Yeah.
And then I'm this guy who she's like trying to hook up with.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about her.
Yeah.
I say her name wrong.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I'll be like Tammy, and she's like, it's Trish. I'm like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
And then as soon as I finish, like as soon as the last bit is done,
yeah,
I go get out like that, and then I'll throw a pillow in her face, and then she's like, I love it. I go shut the fuck up. And then, that's how we work. Back.
That's the best.
Yeah,
she changed. She does shit like
we do dorm room stuff. Said, like
no, really? I know. We'll be having sex, and then the sketch will start.
Yeah.
Right. So we're doing it, and then she'll go, teacher, why? You know what I mean?
We don't do teacher. We do dorm room,
like,
and you're
camp counselor.
My dad's
the camp
friend.
Stuff. The camp
no,
stuff.
No, we don't do camp counselor stuff. Great. He's my dad's business partner, and he visits me in my dorm. That's my favorite.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think another one.
Or we do incest stuff, like my uncle
really?
And Thanksgiving.
All right.
That's pretty cute.
We don't
that's
do incest.
Incest is so cute. Yeah.
If you did that,
we don't
you
do incest.
What, you know what you should do for the dorm room?
What?
Be like,
or bestiality.
Like,
let's
you
come on. I'm not a dog ever.
You should lean in the room and be like, oh, hey, man, I don't know how to set up my internet here. Like, you've been in this dorm for a while, and you'll be like, yeah, you're saying that. Yeah, yeah, I'll help set you up. And then you fucking get on her computer.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, oh, I feel like I owe you now. I'll be like, well, you kind of fucking do owe me.
Yeah.
But holy, maybe you can try East Coast Indian tonight.
No, maybe East Coast Indian.
Why don't you do a New York
Why don't you do one what I want?
What the fuck do you want?
Blind deaf.
Blind and deaf. Wait, that means I can still talk, right?
Yeah, with, but
like,
barely.
Weird
like
noises.
Yeah.
You got to do it with like a weird accent.
Yeah.
Like the, like, I got the like,
Yeah. Oh my, I'm hard now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You guys are gonna do it tonight.
Yeah. And then once I go in, what are you gonna say?
Is that your take? Like that? Just like Perfect. That?
Are you turned on?
Yeah, I can feel it. Like that.
Fantastic. This is a scene.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it.
It's really
I have a deaf nephew.
You do?
So I feel
it's
like
dead
I,
on, babe.
That's actually kind of how he sounds. And I love him.
If you ever act, that's the role you should play.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oscar. Do we have this is how we end the podcast.
Okay, let's do it.
Unhelpful advice.
Yeah, well, not yet. I'm going to tell him what it is first. We do this thing called...
Almost, George.
We do this thing called unhelpful advice.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is that somebody has an email question and we answer it.
Okay.
It can be positive. It can be not positive. It doesn't matter.
I like it. Let's do it.
Okay.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby, Kalila, and Tom Segura.
I like it.
I'm in my late 20s and have never had a girlfriend. Meeting women seems like an impossible task to me. I tried online dating, but I felt like I never stood out to any girls I was attracted to, despite being slightly above average looking. In real life, I have no idea what to do. I was very depressed, a very depressed, isolated teenager, so I kind of missed out on normal relationship stuff. Mm. Now I'm getting near 30 and kind of feel unfuckable with my crappy job and lack of social prowess. I've had sex, only had sex once. It was in a, with an escort. Okay. I felt bad about it and never did it again. How do I get a girlfriend? Thanks, Max.
That's fucking heavy, Max.
Oh, last week's was even heavier than that one.
Yeah, we had a 14-year-old gay kid from Saudi Arabia who was in love, but he might get decapitated if it ever got out.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do.
Oh, I hope you...
Yeah, no, we helped him.
Take a swing for it.
No.
No. Yeah.
With this kid...
So Max is about almost 30.
Almost 30.
Max, I mean. Max... I feel like you're my type of guy, and I'm not I really do truly believe that. I believe that we're the same makeup. My whole life, I always thought I'm never gonna get laid. Girls don't like me. I'd go to, you know, I'd ask a girl out, they'd say no. I mean, it was just like, I would try to get girls drunk. I did everything in the book. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get anything going. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then me and my friends in my early 20s, we came up with a thing and a philosophy or idea called the launching pad. Mm-hmm. And the launching pad is this, is you go out and you fuck, no matter how you either escorts. I know you felt bad about it, but that's, I think, the right path.
To just fuck a shit ton of hookers?
Fuck hookers, you know what I mean? Just, you know, fuck girls that are way below, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and just get in the routine of fucking. Because I think what it is that when you don't have a lot of, just listen to me. Listen, I think I have the right idea. When you don't, when you sit there and go, I'm not getting any pussy. I can't get any pussy.
Yeah.
It's basically you're now this idea of a woman and sex and all that stuff is so large that it's just overwhelming. But if you have it and you realize that it's just sex, it doesn't mean, you know what I mean? Well, yes. You know, you fuck a girl and then you're like, well, that was weird.
Essentially, you're basically saying you got to figure out a way to get some confidence.
Yes.
Really what you're saying. So it's like, do it slow. Instead of shooting for the stars and being like, that woman's not attractive enough for me, just if a woman shows any interest, if you're getting any reciprocation whatsoever, just take it for a ride, man.
Yeah, like Allen Iverson says, it's just practice.
It's just practice. Man, we're talking about practice right now.
Yeah.
We're talking about practice.
Well, you wear a condom because you don't want to impregnate practice.
Yeah, no. You don't
right?
want to impregnate practice.
Fuck up, you get a baby from a practice.
And also, dude, you probably, and everyone, like a lot of guys are guilty of this, you know, probably just trying way too hard. You're putting too much thought into it.
That's
what I know sounds like, I know, but you just need to take, like, just, look, man, you need to fucking be yourself, and whatever comes your way, like Bobby said, take a swing at it. You know, don't be a fucking derelict pig about it, but just be like, be decent, and just, you need to get some like rotations in there, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew a guy named Barry. And Barry,
terrible name.
And Barry was a guy, when I was a kid, I went to rehabs, and Barry was this,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I went to three rehabs, but Barry was this guy who, he was Irish, mm-hmm. and he looked like a hobbit. Mm-hmm. He was just this round 60-year-old man with like orangey white hair, and he was always red, gleaming face like Santa, mm-hmm. and he was just so happy all the time. And I got to know Barry, and at that age, he was a virgin. Mm. Because I just, you know, I'm not gay, I just, you know, they just don't like me.
Yeah.
But check it out. He goes, he completely let it go. He's accepted, if this is God's will, then so be it.
But that's not the will for Max.
No.
Listen, I'm not done. I know, I'm not done. Yeah, I'm not done. And then I moved to LA, and I went back to San Diego, and Barry was married with a beautiful, like, 50-year-old chick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and he's like, hey, it happened. And I'm like, how? He goes, I don't know, I just did.
Yeah.
My point though is that there's no time frame on it.
Yeah, you gotta exude that I don't give a fuck. True. Like, the more you exude that desperation.
Like, when you go out with girls, don't clean out your eyes like the way Bobby did.
Yeah, just leave the crust all up in there. Hmm. You know, like, leave your car looking like a fucking, you know, hoarder's car.
Put a pile of shoes in your living room, Max.
Yeah. Just be your absolute self. There's somebody there who's just as, you know, if you think you're awful, there's somebody there who's equally as awful who's going to find you attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think that you have to.
I wish, Max, I was your friend so I could just see your day-to-day interactions with people, and maybe I could give you hints.
I also have a perfect example of, we have a friend who's insanely good-looking, insanely good-looking guy, but he has the Max syndrome. He just cannot open, cannot close.
Isn't that the worst?
He's good. Yeah,
he has a good job, played professional soccer.
Wolverine, not using his claws.
And is he always like, girls don't, I can't connect.
He
just doesn't know how to do it. I've seen him in parties.
Yeah.
Doesn't know what to do.
But he's such a good, like, just wholesome dude that I think girls don't get that feeling of wanting to, like, sexualize him in any way.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
He's like wholesome. Yeah, he's a good boy, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's something still dangerous about you, Tom.
Me?
Yeah, you have a danger.
There is a danger about you that I think every guy needs.
You look like...
I think, you know, Steve Byrne, right?
Yeah.
Is a nice guy.
Yeah.
But there's still something, his wife knows that there's a little danger in him.
Right.
So there's still that little thing of, like, you know, mystery.
Yeah, it's a mystery. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah. You need that. You can't be a sucker.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You know, you have to be, and I, you know, I love Kalila, but if she leaves, and, you know, I was lying, I may be able to find somebody else.
Yeah.
You will, for sure.
You're going to leave?
No, I'm just saying you would find somebody else tomorrow. You're not a long griever. Like, when things happen to you, he grieves really hard, but very short.
Yeah. So it's good quality.
Yeah.
Actually. Because you're processing it, but you're not dwelling on it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But you know it would be a step down. Like, you're not going to fucking do better than this.
Well, I mean, I've said this before on this podcast. I'm
getting a little older. Ass is kind of making its way down.
I've said this on this podcast.
Yeah.
This podcast is a direct result of this relationship.
Sure.
Eric Griffin and I have been trying to do a podcast for years. We just never got around doing it. And then when I met Kalila, she's like, let's just do one.
But they're the pioneers. Him and his wife are the pioneers of like couple podcasting.
I don't know that.
You guys are like at the top.
You know why? Fuck you and your humility, dude.
I don't know if we were first.
You were.
At least for us, it was okay, you know what? That's a good example to go by.
And also I want to say, champ, that...
Will you do our podcast?
Yeah.
Not you. I'm asking her. Will you do our podcast?
Yeah. But I also want to say that you're a part. What is your relationship with All Things Comedy?
No, just, I mean, we're a collective, you know?
You're part of the board, I heard, though.
Yeah, but that's just, I mean, the board, that doesn't really, it means that, like, if they're making decisions, they might.
Who's in the board?
Who's on the board?
Yeah.
Ari.
Bill, Al.
Burr, you, Ari Shaffir, Bert Kreischer.
Al Madrigal. And maybe somebody else.
That's the board.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He has a paranoia that somehow he's going to get kicked off of All Things Comedy.
Why?
Because of the board. You were telling this to Ari.
Yeah.
Why?
Why would they kick you off?
I don't know. I just don't trust boards. There's something suspicious about it. I've seen movies where there's a board.
Does it seem corporate?
Here's my question. Let's say they're like, tomorrow you get the call and I go, hey, dude, I couldn't say it on there, but we're kicking you off. What happens? Like,
let's do that phone call now.
Okay.
Go ahead. Hello?
Hey, Bobby, it's Tom.
Oh, what's up, dude? You were great on the podcast last night.
Dude, thank you. I had a great time.
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to tell you something. I couldn't say this when we were doing the podcast.
Yeah.
But I was talking to the other guys on the board and, You guys got it. You got to go. We're gonna take you off.
Why?
I don't know. We just kind of we're thinking it over. We kind of like other people.
All right. Well, can I just throw this out there?
Yeah, sure.
To you. I know what our numbers are.
Yeah.
All right. And this is what I would say. Okay. You want me real?
Yeah, let's be real.
I know what our numbers are.
Okay.
And I know the numbers on all the other podcasts that you have.
Yeah.
And we kill it. We kill them.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
We fucking do. All right?
All right.
She's in the room. No. We fucking do. And also number two.
I got turned.
Let me say this. Okay. let me do this. All right.
Yeah.
Bert, you, Rogan, Al, Bill, you guys are my friends.
Yeah. I know. It's not. Here's the thing. it's not personal. Here's why.
Uh-huh.
We just thought it would be fun to upset you.
Oh, all right.
All right.
All right. Well, that's, like I'm upset be... and I'm glad you're having fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. We'll go on our merry way.
Yeah. But and, by the way,
yeah,
we don't want you back.
Just so you know. Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
I feel like you'd be so good at firing
people. Yeah. Yeah.
I actually would.
But you know, when
I'd be good at in a pretend capacity.
Okay. But now,
not if you really thought someone's livelihood was on the line.
But now we hang up, right? This is what happens.
All right. Now, hey, so Bobby.
No.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Eat a pile of shit. All right.
All right. Then we hang up the phones,
hang up
right?
The phone, yeah.
And it's a year of, it's going to be weirdness between me and you guys.
Yeah, for sure. Nobody, what are you even talking about?
I know, in this scenario. Okay, this is not going to.
But these are your real paranoias, because I think, I feel like a lot of his paranoias are so not based on any type or even like a bit of reality.
Yeah.
It's always some absurd shit that would never happen, that but he believes it so strongly.
So Bobby.
I know. I'm delusional.
Incredible. I want to go to your beard.
Transplant?
Yeah.
Day?
Or can I at least be there when you come out of it?
But you can't make fun of me.
I feel like he could be a good beard mentor. You can't make fun of me.
How about this? We'll tape it.
Yeah.
We'll tape it just to see if we can air it. But if it's really funny, we'll do it. But you can come, but you can't tell anybody until I give you the green light.
Okay.
What if it grows all sorts of fucked up? You know how like you can put Latisse on your eyelashes and it accidentally, if you put it anywhere else in your body, it grows there too. So people put it on their eyebrows, but their eyebrow goes the other direction.
Right.
What if it grows like outward? Like, you know how his beard goes down? What if it grows like your pubes?
Okay, I'm going to say this, and this is science. Beep, 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 beep. Science alert.
Science alert.
Science alert. This is what it is. Is long ago, my penis went straight.
Yeah.
Okay. And through years of leaning it to my left,
it's crumpled.
Right? It looks like an Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Okay.
It mean it's crumpled into a mound.
Whatever.
Tower of Pisa.
Yeah. That one. Tower of Pisa.
Yeah. Because Eiffel Tower just. So you lean to the left.
Right. Okay.
Do you have like Peyronie's disease or something?
No, no,
like
no. Okay. Because years of pulling that way, it's leaned it.
You're always pulling it that way?
Yeah, I always lean it to the left.
Okay. And now how much of a lean?
It's not like, you know.
But like you're fully
it's
erect.
It's completely noticeable. It's noticeable.
It's noticeable, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm to the left. I'm like.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Yeah. So my point is that if my beard went a weird way, I would just train it to go the other way is my point.
Okay.
Through your time.
I hooked up with a guy who was so straight downward, like curved down. It really freaked me out. I mean, I'm like, that's just his
like
anatomy. It was a straight up hook. I'm like, I don't know how it's going to enter me from midway. Do you know what I mean?
Erect? It's a hook?
Yeah, very
weird,
hooked down.
I mean, that's just odd.
Mm-hmm. A Dominican guy. Very big, too.
Yeah.
Really?
Just like hooked downward. I didn't know what to do with it. I was like, I got to go home.
Did you guys talk about it at all or no?
I think that he probably saw that I just didn't.
It's got to be something that he runs into all the time. People are like.
Are there penises where the head is so small that it doesn't even look like a head?
Like you mean like just to a point?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like a like.
Would you like if
I
you pulled out if I pulled
micro...
out my dick and my dick was like that? What would you do? Like it looked like an arrow.
I've been with someone with a micropeen. I know
you
this
really
isn't
have?
A line.
Oh,
I
really?
I
really?
Swear to God, I blew him to completion.
Yeah.
He was and
it was like one of those gums with a little liquid in it.
I promise
you
we couldn't
it.
Have sex because he had a micropeen, so I just blew him and I really liked him. I honestly was
Did
genuinely
he
in love with him.
Give you a big like warning? Like in other words, was there a lot?
No.
Just but, day of, he's just like, there it is.
Yeah, but
How
I think
small?
That he, you guys, I'm telling you that I could jerk him off like this.
Wow.
One finger?
This is not an exaggeration.
What's mine? My three fingers?
No, you're actually average size. You're
Thank
not the
you.
Smallest dick
Thank
I've
you.
Ever had. But
That's
this
a
guy
fact.
Is,
Thank you.
But
That's out there.
Is Dominican the biggest then?
Yeah, but I mean, does it even count if you can't measure it with a ruler?
Yeah, I know. It's
like,
so
how
weird.
You got to use like a soft measure, right? Like a measuring. Like when you the tailor uses.
Yeah. What's your dick? You're pretty good.
No, it's totally average. Totally average.
Yeah.
And totally a grower. Like it's pathetic if it's
really.
Oh.
I know.
Like
mine
especially
too.
Like you know I go to the gym and work out.
Yeah.
Whenever I work out, it retracts.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
After a workout,
yeah.
I have to, like, pull it out. And it's terrible.
That's terrible sounding. It's so sad.
But I mean, like when it's performance time, it gets to just normal, just totally average. Right. But there's nothing.
But that's the
that's
all you need.
Really. I was like, but you know, I never used to.
I get
to...
jealous of like, you know. Yeah. You always fantasize like, oh, I wish I had.
But I'd rather have. Would you rather have a shitty looking car that it works, or a really nice looking car but doesn't work?
Oh yeah, of course.
What would you like?
No, I definitely want something that works. Of course,
not me.
Like, really?
Yeah, I would just hang outside my driveway with a nice car.
What if like this? What if this was your dick right here?
Oh my god! Great.
This Shure SM7.
That'd be great.
I don't think we'd be dating. I hate big dicks. I hate like super big dicks. I think they're awful.
Okay, let's say it's a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
Like the stem of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't, because it's like, I've never been a guy to, that's not why women date me.
But you never had those, I mean, everyone has the, no. Not even as a teenager?
No.
You weren't like, oh,
I have to win them over through enchanting them.
Yeah.
With my, you know, wizardry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I was bad at like all that stuff, is that, I hated putting forth a big effort. So
right.
My whole thing when I was dating would be like, you know, I would put forth some effort.
Yeah.
And if I, like, it wasn't reciprocated, I was like, there's no way I'm going to put more energy.
Right.
Just stop it.
Yeah. That's just not happening.
Yeah.
That's a good philosophy.
That is a really good philosophy.
Because I would have, some of my friends would try so hard and they would have more success.
But they're fucking themselves
in
the long run.
Just like putting so much energy into it, you know?
Yeah. But also you're setting a fucking standard for how your life is going to be for the next few years.
Or you go on the road and you meet a girl and she's just like, we're going to go to this bar. So then you did two shows. They're like, I'll go.
Oh my God.
So you go to the other bar and they're like, we have this after party. And there was a time when I would do all those things.
Yeah, sure.
And at 4 a.m, I'm beat. I did radio that morning.
Yeah.
And no pussy, right?
The worst.
But then one day I just woke up and said, nope, it's got to be hit to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll grab it if it hits to me.
Yeah.
I'm not chasing the ball.
That was my philosophy.
Yeah. But there was a long time where I would chase the ball.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's exciting to a point, right?
In Florida, I chased the ball to the end.
The Tampa?
6 a.m.
Tampa, when you double dip?
Yeah, I double dipped, yeah.
You double
dipped? Not double dipped. He just had, he double booked.
I double booked one night. And but the one of them, the night before, I waited till 6 a.m. I went to her house in the suburbs.
Jesus.
Right? And I laid next to her and I'm like, this is not going to work. This is a fault, right? And it happened.
It did happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I got to go do a spot. But
yeah, okay.
But no, I'm going to say this, though. Is that we're all huge fans of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, buddy. You guys are very nice.
And I honestly, hopefully that I can be friends with you forever.
I would love to be friends with you forever.
Okay, good.
I want you guys to come do our podcast for real.
That'd be great.
I really hope you would do
it. I think that'd be wonderful.
Just
let us know.
I want to go to the beard transplant.
Mm-hmm.
And also maybe Korean barbecue.
That...
Mm-hmm.
For
definitely.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give Tom Segura a round of applause.
Thanks.
Do you have any ads or no? Plug your stuff?
No ads, good.
Plug your stuff.
Oh, yeah. I have some dates at TomSegura.com. The podcast is Your Mom's House. And if you have Netflix, a new special is called Disgraceful. So please check it out.
Yeah, baby.
That's it.
All right, Tiger Belly, Twitter at The Tiger Belly, Instagram at Tiger Belly, and send us packages to
1626 North Wilcox, number 161, Hollywood, California, 90028.
All right, thanks so much for listening, guys.